Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I'm here to tell you right now, I hope Cincinnati makes it because, hey, Buffalo, congrats on your awesome season and your MVP. You have Cincinnati coming to town week one. Have fun. Now, that would mean the Chiefs would have to play Cincinnati in round two. I'll sign up for it. If the tax of having Buffalo just kicked out of the playoffs is you got to play Cincinnati, no problem. I'm out here. Guys, I've always been a Joe Burrow guy. I'm a Bengals guy now. It's my another team. Bengals guy the rest of the way. I'm just telling you, the rest of the way.
You would rather play the Bengals?
Than the Bills? Yeah.
All right, Nick Wright, for your listening pleasure. Happy New Year. Mike Shope here. Tim is with us. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Mike. I just wanted to mention with the talk of this great game coming up to end the season, Detroit against Minnesota.
Yeah.
It's actually not the most consequential season finale of all time in the NFL. 1967, the second year of the Super Bowl era, the NFL had expanded to 16 teams, and they went to four conferences, and this was the second year of such. And the last game of the season was the Baltimore Colts against the Rams, and Baltimore had beaten the Rams earlier in the season and were undefeated, and that was the Rams' only loss. The last game of the season they played, and the Rams beat them. And they both finished, I believe, 11-1-2. And the Rams made the playoffs. Baltimore didn't even get to go to the playoffs.
Wow.
And as it turns out, Green Bay was having a down year. They were 9-4-1 that year. They won their conference, their division, but they actually killed the Rams, and they went to their second Super Bowl and destroyed Oakland. But if you look back at that season, it's amazing to look at, because the very next year, Baltimore went 13-1. And of course, that was the year they were supposed to destroy the Jets.
In two seasons, they went a combined 24-2-2, had one playoff appearance between them, and then lost the most famous game in sports history.
I think it's amazing. I was only three at the time. But going through a compendium, I was looking at the seasons, and I saw that, and I was like, and I had spoken to guys that were a little bit older than me, and they knew this at the time, but you'd have to be close to 70 probably to have any real great memory.
I do love it. What was the tiebreaker if they split? Do you remember that?
I heard it was a gentleman that I brought it up to that's a little bit older than me. He was like, he couldn't wait to look it up again.
Oh.
He said it was literally came down to 7 point point difference.
Okay, I'm seeing here, Tim, that the first meeting was a tie. So it could have been that, or it could have been that the Rams went 1-0-1 against Baltimore.
That you could be correct. If I were home, I would have had the thing reference ready for me because I would have been.
It's okay.
I was in the car, so I couldn't quite. But I thought, I mean, can you imagine being undefeated and then you're not in the playoffs?
Yeah, it's more like it reminds me of like sort of the old bowl game days where you could have two undefeated teams. And, or I don't know, maybe that doesn't quite work. I mean, somebody could be playing for a national title.
Somebody gets left out, but to actually play that game and have that happen. I just thought I would mention it just in case anybody's interested in NFL history.
Love it. Thank you. I'm glad you did. Happy New Year. It's been kind of that kind of day with Brad coming on. We talked about some old Bills playoff stuff with Sal, too. So it fits right in. You're definitely right to say that's more consequential. You go to the final game of the season undefeated, and because you lost, you don't even make the playoffs. Somebody was tweeting about wild cards during that game in 1967, I'm sure. I'm sure Twitter was all about how unfair the system was. Fix it. And they did. Here's Pete next. Hi, Pete.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You got
it. I have a question. If Pittsburgh wins on Saturday, what would the Chargers have to play for on Sunday?
Let's see. So Pittsburgh goes to 11-6. Would the Chargers be able to pass Pittsburgh? No. So I guess maybe nothing.
Yeah, so I guess like the way that's how I'm seeing it too. So wouldn't that give the Chargers a 1 week rest advantage over Baltimore in the first round?
Sure, yeah, conceivably. The Chargers could look at this that way anyway, regardless of Pittsburgh's result, you know, depending on how they feel about the five versus the six.
Well, I can't imagine they'd rather play, I guess, who would that
Baltimore?
Be? Houston?
Baltimore over Houston? I guess if they... Yeah. If the Steelers win, that's your scenario, then they're locked in on six. And if the Ravens had won their game, it would be against the Ravens. Otherwise, it would be against the Steelers.
Yeah, I guess I'm just assuming that the Ravens are going to win against the Browns. I don't know. The way I view it is if the Chargers have a 1 week advantage of rest, I mean, to me, that's huge. I mean, you see it in the Thursday games when teams have like two or three extra days. I mean, to have an entire additional week. I mean, that's massive.
The rest of it is, you know, as we think this through, I mean, the Chargers will fly, where are they this week? Raiders, Vegas. So that'll be a long trip east if it's Baltimore or Pittsburgh in the first round. I think that'll be a Saturday game too, maybe Saturday night to benefit the Chargers a little bit. And, you know, so there's that. But the Ravens... The way you're talking about that game, and I would be likewise, as a 17 or 18 point favorite, they might be able to rest the second half anyway to mitigate that disadvantage.
Well, let's hope Jameis plays.
Yeah, I guess. Thank you, Pete. Happy New Year. I said yesterday with Sal, just threw out a take that the Chargers will win two playoff games. And I could see it happening. And you're going to want this to happen. I'm telling you now. I could see it happening either going through Baltimore or Houston in that first round. And maybe the caller's point about rest, it would seem to help this argument if they do get a little bit of an advantage from this. If they play Pittsburgh and the 3 and the 5 flip, if Baltimore were to lose somehow, that doesn't look so bad for L.A. at 6. And then I think if I'm in Cincinnati, we talk a lot about Cincinnati. There's Nick Wright. Great. Good stuff. There's a 5% chance the Bengals get in here. I mean, if Denver were to lose Sunday, that would be incredible. 11-point favorites at home, playoffs on the line against the Chiefs who might have beer, you know, kegs stacked on the sideline or something. You know, just that would be incredible. We do have the 2004 Bills example with the Steelers. Like, that happened. Even with a pick six, the Bills lost that game. You know, the kind of thing that if you knew any 11-point underdog won outright, was there a free touchdown and a turnover? But in that game, the Bills got that and still got beat. Anyway, the Chargers at the Texans, like them. The Chargers at the Steelers, like them. The Chargers at the Ravens, I don't know. The Ravens and the playoffs, that's shaky, or it's been shaky. And L.A., for whatever it's worth, has won there in the Jackson era. It's not Justin Herbert, but I could kind of see it. And I think for the Chiefs, again, Denver wins on Sunday and Denver's the 7. I don't think Denver is scary. And the Bengals are out. In this scenario, I don't think Miami is really scary. I think the Chargers are a real test for the Chiefs. And they have been one every time. They've lost most of those games, but those are not comfortable games for Kansas City. This last one came down to the last kick and the field goal got banked in or else they're losing. So look up Chiefs Chargers. I mean, these are all close games. Two this year, that's not great for Kansas City. And so that's the path you want. You want, whether that's L.A. or it just happens that I said yesterday you get Pittsburgh and Baltimore. I think that that's a game Pittsburgh might feel pretty good about, given their history with the Ravens. And then Bills beating Denver, that's not the same situation with Kansas City, but it takes Baltimore out. It's a different point. I think LA is interesting in these playoffs. If you're drafting playoff best ball at all in fantasy, LA is kind of it's cheap. I mean, you can get those guys real late because nobody's expecting them to go deep. Happy New Year. I'll be right back. This is Mike Shope on WGR.